welcome to the Sonic Green Show. I'm Sonic Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Happy New Year, everybody. This is a brand new edition, brand new year of the Sonic Green Show. Make sure you go to SonicGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's Sonic Green Show Media. And also, you can go to YouTube, check out everything as far as our videos. Everything is there. I want to thank everybody for just sticking with the show throughout the past couple of years. I know it's been rough with, you know, our website, being down for a little bit and then back up and then back down. But everything is cool. Everything is great. Definitely can't wait for the Vegas trip in the next couple of weeks. I want to bring in my good friend, Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's here with us right now. Happy New Year, Eric.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Oh, man. How was your holiday? I got to ask you that.
It was good. It was good. It was busy. I've been watching movies, just a lot of movies. You know, I'm voting for the Critics' Choice Awards, which happens next week. And there's just a lot of movies to watch. So I've just been hunkered down. It's getting real cold here and been watching lots of movies.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Did you get a chance to see The Interview over the holidays since they finally decided to release it?
I did, you know, and I was a fan of it. I like Seth Rogen and James Franco. I like my comedy a little bit dirty, a little dangerous, a little button-pushing. And so, you know, I dig it. You know, it's not for everyone, but I liked it, and it was interesting watching sort of its journey getting out there. And I'm glad it got out there, and a lot of people got to see it if you wanted to see it.
Yeah, and one thing I definitely wanted to ask you about The Interview, how it was released eventually. Do you think this is the way to go now, just to release it like online? It wasn't originally planned this way, but since they did, you know, release it online and a lot of people downloaded or rented it or bought it, do you think this is the way to go now?
Well, you have to understand, I think there's a couple of things to think about. A lot of people who watched it online watched it because they wanted to be patriotic. They wanted to sort of set an example and say, no, you can't tell us what we can and cannot watch. So if it was just a regular movie with little fanfare, you're not going to see the same sort of reaction in terms of how much money it made online. And I still think the big movies with the big stars and the big budgets, you want to see those on the big screen. They're still going to go to the big screen. I even like to see The Interview on the big screen, too, because I feel it's a crowd comedy, and if you see it with a loud, raucous crowd, I think you're going to enjoy the movie more. It's going to enhance your experience of the movie. So, you know, I definitely think indie films, films that come out of film festivals, they're still going to continue to experiment with the way they release them, their films online and in theaters, sometimes on the same day. But with your big movies, with your big stars, like The Interview, like Seth Rogen's next film, that's not going to go straight to VOD. That'll be in theaters. They're still going to be in theaters, and I still prefer to watch them in theaters.
All right, great. And also, Ant-Man, Marvel's Phase 2, this film, Ant-Man, the trailer came out today, and I watched it, and I have to say I like Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. You know, it was a little bit more serious than I expected, because Marvel seems to kind of wow you with those first trailers. I remember that first trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy just knocked my socks off. But I know a lot more about this film than they've shown, and I know that there's a lot of really fun stuff coming. You know, this is a very effects-driven film. There's a lot of really cool stuff with him shrinking and being small and being large, and a lot of action sequences with that, and that's a lot of special effects that go into that. So I imagine what they showed us is what they could show us at this point, and then as we get closer to release, we're going to get some really cool trailers. Wait till you see what this film has up its sleeve, because it's really cool.
Oh, I can't wait. And also another trailer that was released is, it's only 16 seconds, and it's not too much, you know, to actually see, but if you're a comic book fan, I'm quite sure you already seen it and you liked it, was the Netflix trailer for Daredevil starring Charlie Cox. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I dug that, you know, and it, they also released a like a motion poster today for the film that shows D.D. kind of spread out across Manhattan.
Yeah.
And it looks really cool. Yeah, I you know, I'm fascinated by this. I just watched Agent Carter last night. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that. That's Marvel's new show
yes.
on Channel 7 to spin off from the Captain America movie starring Haley Atwell. And so now Marvel's going to Netflix, and they're beginning with Daredevil. And I'm curious to see what kind of show it is. You know, is it going to be a little bit darker and seedier than what we see on primetime, than what we see on the big screen? They can play around a lot on Netflix, and they have a lot more creative freedom than they would on network television. So I'm really looking forward to this. It debuts April 10th on Netflix. I can't wait.
Great, great, because I know the Daredevil movie, I like it, but I also thought that it wasn't done like full justice when Ben Affleck played Daredevil.
So the superhero movies from then till now, I mean, they're making them completely different.
Yeah.
You can't even compare it to the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. What do we got coming out this week?
Right, this week you got Taken 3, which is, you know, it's a pretty big movie. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't so crazy about Taken 2, really liked Taken 1. Taken 3 looks pretty good. It reminds me sort of like The Fugitive or a Bourne movie. In this one, Liam Neeson's wife gets killed, and he gets framed for the murder, and he has to go on the run and not only protect his daughter, but also clear his name. And so it's that kind of film. You know, he's running from the FBI, the DEA. Like, who isn't he running from?
Oh, God.
And using his particular set of skills at the same time. So, yeah, I mean, if you dug the first two Taken movies, I don't know how you can miss this one.
All right, great. What else do we have?
That's about it. Other than that, we have movies like Selma and American Sniper are starting to expand nationwide. In particular, Selma, I highly recommend. I think it's a brilliant film about a brilliant man. You learn a lot about Martin Luther King that you never knew before. Who was he as a man, as a friend, as a father, as a husband? So I definitely say check that out. If you're not in the mood for action and you want something, a little awards, a big awards contender, could win the Oscar.
Wow. American Sniper, the trailers, man, it really, like, that really gets to me. Like, the when you see, you know, his wife on the phone, he's like talking to her, and all of a sudden, like, all this chaos breaks out. You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? I really want to see this movie, so I'm really excited to see American Sniper.
Yeah, it's good. It's like The Hurt Locker. If you remember The Hurt Locker with
yeah.
that kind of intensity, that battle, intensity of battle, it reminds you of that. There's some really intense scenes in it. And Bradley Cooper's really good.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you go to movies.com, check out all the good stuff. He also has a nice article about the Back to the Future Nikes. They're on movies.com. Make sure you check that out. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, you most certainly can. Go to at Eric Davis if you want to follow him on Twitter. Hey, man, thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year again, man.
You too, man. Take care.
And we'll be back right after this.